Now to Washington, where the debate continues over a resolution the House passed yesterday. The resolution rejected racism, anti-Muslim bigotry, and anti-Semitism after controversial comments from Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. She implied last week that some politicians have dual allegiances to the U.S. and Israel. Many Republicans voted against the resolution, including our next guest, freshman Congressman Chip Roy of Texas. Congressman, why did you vote against a resolution that condemns anti-Semitism, racism, and anti-Muslim bigotry?
Well, that's how my Democrat colleagues want to characterize it, but it was designed specifically to avoid calling out my colleague, Representative Omar, for statements that she has made, which have been particularly offensive. And rather than calling her out directly, my Democrat colleagues put forward something that I think was a sham resolution that was designed to provide her cover. I've gotten a whole lot of phone calls from my friends in the Jewish community thanking me, recognizing that this was exactly what it was. And I'm proud of that vote and proud to stand with it. And that's not to call on anybody who voted for it. I understand. But I thought it was important to send a different message.
So why then haven't you, and why hasn't the Republican Party, condemned the president himself, who has been given a pass by your party for anti-Semitic, anti-Muslim, anti-gay, pro-white supremacist remarks, including, for instance, saying there are very fine people on both sides of the violent Charlottesville rally of white supremacists in 2017. Does that bother you?
Well, he gotten a pass for remarks is an interesting statement when I've heard nothing out of the media other than pointing out the remarks that the president may or may not have said at various times.
Well, there is tape of that. May or may not have said. There are many instances that are on the record.
Sure. In this instance, what his remarks were in Charlottesville, I understand. But now what I'm saying is, define getting a pass. The media has more than focused on the way the president responded to and or framed Charlottesville. And by the way, I went to the University of Virginia. I was horrified by what we saw in Charlottesville. That stuff needs to be eradicated. We need to fight it at every turn. And I think at the end of the day, I think the president made clear that he believes that as well. And there's stating things inartfully, and then there's saying things like Representative Omar has done with a history of continued over and over and over again anti-Semitic remarks. I didn't bring this resolution against Omar to the floor. What I'm saying is it was a sham resolution. If the body had been focusing on actually securing our border, sign me up. And if we want to talk about health care freedom, sign me up. I want to be talking about the issues that matter, not doing sham resolutions on the floor of the House of Representatives.
So one of the issues that matters is the one that you just mentioned, the border debate. We got data this week from Customs and Border Protection showing a huge spike in the number of migrants being apprehended at the border, the highest level in more than a decade.
Right.
The increase is due to more families and unaccompanied children coming in.
Right.
Does this suggest to you, Congressman, that the president's new harsher detention and asylum policies are not working?
No. What it suggests to me is that what the facts on the ground are when we talk to anybody down there. What I love is the sort of moving kind of goalposts on this whole debate where people kind of go, oh, there's no crisis. Then they start going, well, gosh, there really are a lot of apprehensions. There's a lot of things going on. But, why is that? Well, it's failed policies. No. What it is the cartels at the border are making an enormous amount of money, hundreds of millions of dollars, moving human beings across the Rio Grande River into Texas. Meanwhile, fentanyl, heroin, cocaine are flowing across our border between the ports of entry.
Oh, you said between ports of entry. We know that the majority of drugs, the vast majority, come in at legal ports of entry. So, for instance, a border wall wouldn't stop them.
Number one, I don't accept that fact. What we know is that the drugs that we catch are caught where we have more resources to catch the drugs. What we saw yesterday in a hearing right here in the United States House of Representatives was evidence presented where we had 3,000 pounds, give or take, I'm doing this from memory, of heroin, like 2,500 pounds of cocaine, 113 pounds of fentanyl, hundreds of thousands of pounds of marijuana that are coming between ports of entry while the Border Patrol has to be distracted dealing with humanitarian crisis. We need to fix it.
Congressman Chip Roy, Republican of Texas, thank you.
Lisa, thank you so much.